Workplace Safety North, WSN, is telling outdoor workers to avoid things like cotton and goose down in order to keep warm during the winter. WSN is a provincial health and safety agency with offices in North Bay and Sudbury. In a recent advisory, the agency said there are things that outdoor workers in Northern Ontario should be made aware of ahead of time so they don't put themselves in danger. Due to the long-term effects and potential fatalities of cold injury, there are a few things we can do to support ourselves and those who work outdoors, said Lindsay Digby, health and safety specialist at Workplace Safety North. Not only do you need to stay warm and dry to prevent hypothermia during outdoor work, it's also important to eat properly, stay active, and keep an eye on each other. Every year there are workers new to their jobs and new to Northern Ontario who would benefit from knowing how to be outfitted for the cold, said the advisory. If you know a worker who's new to the region and may be unaccustomed to colder weather, it's important to stress these simple points, especially being prepared and dressing for the weather, said Digby. While working outdoors, things like heaters and warming huts are not always available, so winter clothing becomes your critical control and the single most important resource to keep warm, said the advisory. It's essential to dress in loose-fitting layers, which trap heat easily and allow you to adjust clothing as your activities change throughout the day. If overdressed, you'll work up a sweat as the day progresses. If a person is active, he or she can easily work up a sweat. This is where the concern rolls in for cotton and goose down. Cotton is quite possibly the worst fabric to wear for warmth in winter, said the advisory. Once it gets wet from rain, snow or sweat, the cotton will start to extract heat out of the body. The effects are especially noticeable in cotton socks, underwear, or if a cotton t-shirt is the first layer next to skin, said the advisory. Wear moisture-wicking garments next to your skin. Goose down is an excellent insulator when dry, but because it loses almost all its insulating power when wet, it is best to avoid during winter months. Digby also advised using a buddy system and keeping an eye on other workers when working in the cold. If someone in your group has voiced concern about being cold, or has begun shivering, they have mild hypothermia, said Digby. Hypothermia is easiest to treat at this stage, so you should immediately take steps towards a warm drink, warm food and staying active, and changing out any clothing that has become excessively dampened, all of which are quick sources of treatment. A hot drink or meal can do a lot to add heat to the body. As well, an extra layer and a hat or balaclava can help prevent more heat from leaving the body. The full text of the WSN advisory can be found online here.